Did you get to the bottom of Beis Hamidrash, I guess?
We got to the beginning of the Gimel Amudah.
Okay.
We got to Vedo VeHatanya, but if you want, we can start a little bit.
I'm finding a way. I could just recap quickly, because it continues into it, that the Gemara had said that, excuse me, that where do we find ever that Choresh and Zareh, plowing and planting, is permitted on Shavuos? Those are Avodas HaKarka. And you can't work the land during Shavuos. So the Gemara presented two answers, either according to Rebbe, that Bizman Hazed, there's no longer Shemitah, so therefore we're talking about Bizman Hazed, it's only Medir Abanan, and that's why it'd be permitted, or... Exactly, these are Toldos, and that's why it would be permitted. So the Gemara says now, top of Gimel and Aleph, V'lo v'atanya, is it really true that only Avos are Aser, not Toldos? Now, the Avos... Right, well, the truth is, in total, when it comes to Shavuos, there are only four melachos in total that are deraisa. That only four of those are mentioned in the psukim. One is Zoreya, Kotzer, Zomer, and Botzer.
Right.
Those are the only four that's mentioned in the Torah.
Botzer is the total of Zomer. And,
right.
Right.
Botzer is the tolda of Kotzer, and Zomer is the tolda of Zoreya.
Right.
Now, the Ritva thinks, actually, even though by Hilchos Shabbos, those Zomer and Botzer are considered toldos by Hilchos Shabbos, when it comes to Shavuos, he thinks those are considered avos. And others, like the I think the Rambam, say, no, those are still considered toldos within the world of Shavuos. But those are only four that's awesome in the Raisa. Choresh is a discussion we'll get to in the bottom of the page here. So Gemara says, is it really true that toldos are not aser min deraisa? V'hatanya, v'lo v'hatanya, sadcha lo sizra v'chamcha lo sizmor. Your fields you can't plant, and your vineyards you can't cut the grapes. Ainly ela ziroa vizimur, I only know planting and zmira. Minayin li nichush, nichush is a process of removing the weeds. Uli idur, which Rashi explains is where you dig a little ditch around the vineyards to soften the ground. And kisuach, which Rashi explains is you cut the bad grass. How do we know that those are usr as well? Tamalomar sad chalo, kama, charma chalo. So it says the field, you shouldn't do anything to the field, and you shouldn't do anything to the vineyard. So look at Rashi to the explanation of this drush. Rashi says, Tamalomar sad chalo, charma chalo. Midlok siv lo sizra sadcha. It doesn't say don't plant your field. It doesn't say lo sizmar charmacha. Ella, rather, what does it say? Sadcha lo sizra. Your field should not be planted. And charmacha, your vineyard lo sizmar, should not be cut. Mashma sadcha lo charmacha. The implication is that your field, nothing should be done to your field. The vineyard, nothing should be done to your vineyard. So we see all other melachos are included as well. Not only the toldos that are not only the four mentioned above. Furthermore, the Gemara says, "Minayin she'ein mekarsim." How do I know you can't do mekarsim? And that's a type of zimoroso, pruning, but it applies to other trees, while pruning applies only to vineyards. Zorim only applies to a kerem. Karmasim applies to ilanos. The Ein Mizardin, Rashi explains, which means you can't cut the dried out branches. And Ein Mefaskin Ve'ilan, which means you can't lean, I guess, a tree so much. You can't support a tree, it seems. But I think that's the Mizardin. And then Mefaskin. This is ever see like those small little trees, people put like a little stick in the ground to hold it connected? That would be considered mefaskin. You can't do that either. So tamalo mar sadcha lo karmacha lo. We see from here also locha mlacha shibba sadcha lo kamlacha shibba karmacha. You can't do any mlacha at all when it comes to the field. Not only the ones I mentioned above, but any mlacha can't be done. We're in the middle of the Braisa on the top of Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara is going to list through a number of other toldos that are in fact usser. And the Gemara says, wait a second, what about how do I know Minayin Shein Mezaflin? How do I know you can't fertilize the trees and the fields? A Mefarkin. And Mefarkin, Rashi explained, is they're rocks that are top of the roots of the trees. You're moving them off to lessen the load. A Mevakin, you can't place dust or dirt to cover up if any of the roots became exposed above ground, they didn't cover it with dirt. How do you know you can't do that? Vein ma'ashin b'ilan, you can't smoke the trees, which means you used to smoke the trees in order to kill any of the worms or bugs that were in the trees. How do I know all that's usher? Tam lamar tzadch halo, karmach halo. Kom lach shabbat tzadch halo, v'chom lach shabbat karmach halo. That you can't do any melacha when it comes to the field and the kerem. And furthermore, lo yachol, so there we see a number, we listed like 12 different things that can be done. Now, before we go to explain how this works out, yachol lo yikashish tachas hazeitim, one might think that maybe you couldn't also do yikashkish below the olives. Well, now what's yikashkish? So yikashkish, Rashi explains that it's either. Either Rashi explained earlier was drawing a ditch around the gefanim, a little ditch to soften the ground. Kishkish was drawing a ditch around the olive trees. Maybe that too cannot be done. Like we list, just like above, we said all the things that you couldn't do. Maybe this also would be aser. V'lo yader tachas gefanim. And how I know you can't do either underneath the grapes. V'lo yimali nekar mayim. And sometimes they had a little bit, some cracks below these trees, and they used to place water in it. How do I know that you might think you couldn't place the water in these cracks? And furthermore, you might think lo yase ugios l'gefanim. And ugios, Rashi explained, is you'd dig a little holes underneath the grapes to place some water in these holes. All that you might think is usur. Tamalomer, the Gemara says, sadcha lo sidra zriya b'chlal ha'isa. So it says sadcha lo sidra. You can't plant the fields. So why do you say it says zriya? Lama yatsa lahakish aleha. So once you say sadcha lo, once you say you can't do anything to the field, why does it specify zriya in particular? Lama yatsa. So why do they specify zriya? Lahakish aleha to make a hekesh. Lama lacha. Ma zriya miuchadis avoda shebasada shebekarim. Just like zriya is a melacha that applies both to sados and to kramim, af kol shi'avoda shibasada uvekarim, so to any other melacha that applies equally to a field and a karim, to exclude the last few, which only applied to a karim or a zayis, but didn't apply to a field across the board. Either way, what we see from the end is very, very long brice and detailed technical brice of various melachas, which we know are not so familiar with because we don't work farms. But what comes out above yesterday is that we said that only the four mentioned in the Torah, which again was Zoreya, Kotzer, Boter, and Zomer, only that was Aser. Nothing else is Mutter, meaning Choresh is Mutter, or before really we said, watering the grass is Mutter, and Nichosh is all Mutter. But this very long Brice tells us, what do you mean? Every Melech is Aser. You can't do Mefachskin, you can't do Mekarsman, you can't do either, all these things Aser. So the Gemara says, no, all these things listed in the Brice, it was simply Midirbanon, V'kra Esmach Tevalma. Midiraisa, only four things are Aser. Midrabanan, almost everything else is usher, with few exceptions. That's what comes out.
Is this limud some kind of a mesorah or what?
This gets into how to define and understand what an esmachta means. Esmachta, there's a ritva in Rosh Hashanah that tells us that really all these things are, we have some type of a mesorah that these things were usher, midrabanan, where usher, unclear the status. And Chachamim wanted people to take it a little more seriously, and they therefore looked for an asmachta to say, wait a second, there's a hint to it, this is a remez. But it's not really sourced in the Torah, but this was a tradition they had that it should be asr.
Because the fact that we only hold those melachos, those avos melachos that are also both for kerem and for...
Right.
It's a little bit...
Well, no, that drush is only in a drusha on a dirabanan level. I mean, that's not real... Midiraisa, the only thing that's usher over and over, those four, but those four are the only thing that's usher. Everything else is midirabanan. Now, this drasha of only that which is mentioned in the Sadan and Kerem is the Chachamim's use of a drasha. They created a drasha on their own. Okay. Now the Gemara says around halfway down, the Kishkush b'shvius mishari. We said above that Kishkush, which we said in Rashi, that was some type of idur, and idur was drawing a little bit of a ditch around the Gefanim. Kishkush is the same thing, but around the olive tree. So, is it really true that it's mutter to do this during Shavuos? V'haksiv, the pasuk tells us in Parshas Re'eh, I believe this is. No, it's not Parshas Re'eh. So, the pasuk says, V'ashvius tishmetenu unatashta, the pasuk says, and the Shavuos should be left alone. The ground during Shavuos should be left alone. Tishmetena malekashka, says the drasha, you should refrain from doing kishkush. I mean, kishkush is usher during Shavuos, that's the drasha. And also refrain from mesakel. Mesakel is to remove any stone. Removing any stones allows the ground to be used for planting. It's a form of charisha. So we see from this drasha that kishkush is in fact aser. So Amar Rav Ukva Barchama Trei Kishkushei Havu. There are two types of kishkush. Chad Avru Ilane, Echad stumi pili. One is avrui is on the outside of the tree. One is to close up pili. So let's see, what's the difference here? Rashi says, sisume pili is shemisasein bekom shel ilan. Sometimes the tree has cracks in it. You know, sometimes a little bit of a hole you see where, I don't know, an animal may have made it in, or it just kind of naturally happened. So you could stuff that hole with rocks. That's what it means, stume pile, to fill the cracks in. So the Gemara says now, when it comes to avri ilan asa, when it comes to, and we didn't see what avri ilan is, Rashi says, avri ilan is asa to have a mishim ravcha, v'hai d'shai kishkos, hainu susum pile, v'hai d'sur hainu avri ilan. Okay, somehow avrui ilan is placing on the outside of the tree, helps it harvacha, helps it grow more. That's aser. When you close up the rocks, when you close up the little cracks in the tree, that prevents a loss. So preventing a loss, that's permitted to be done. But to increase the production of the tree, that's aser during Shemitah. So again, I'm not sure the Matthias, what does avrui ilan mean? Rashi's not really telling us what avrui ilan means. To close up the dirt.
The ground around it.
And that helps it grow, as opposed to filling in the holes,
right.
That prevents loss. Okay. Okay, says the Gemara now, Itamar, Hacharish B'Shvi, somebody who plows during Shemitah year, what's the halacha? So we said Harisha is not mentioned in the Torah regarding Shemitah. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Chadamar Loke, Chadamar Ina Loke. One opinion thinks you get Malchus, the other opinion thinks you do not get Malchus. So what's Malchus about Harish? Lema b'di Rabbi Abin, Amar Rabbi Elai, Kamifili. Arguing about a statement that Rabbi Abin was once Mechadish. What did he say? Dabar Rabbi Abin, Amar Rabbi Eli. Kol makom shenemar klal ba'asei, ufrat below sasei. Normally a klal uprat uklal, where it's mentioned both in the same form, asei, nasei, nasei, or lav, lav, lav. Here we're switching from asei to a lav. So when that's the case, we'll read Rashi in a second, even though it's a klal uprat uklal, we're only going to learn a klal uprat since it's changing from an asei to a lo sasei. That's the chiddush. We'll read a little bit more in the Gemara than we'll see in Rashi.
It breaks it up.
Exactly. So again, he says, Kol makom shenemar klal ba'asei, uprat below sasei, ain done also bechlal uprat uchlal. We don't learn it as a normal rule. And the normal rule of klal uprat uchlal is klal has a rule, a prat limits it, and a klal then re-globalizes it based on the prat, though. Klal says everything's usher, prat defines it, and then klal takes a prat and expands a little bit more, but not more as the original klal, but a little bit less, somewhere in the middle. Klal prat takes the klal and prat and says it's only what we mentioned, nothing more than that, very limited. So klal prat is very limited, klal prat uklal is very expansive.
Right.
So that's a big difference. So now look at Rashi to the explaining what exactly the klal and prat are. Rashi says, Kol makum shenemar klal ba'asei, ufrat below sasei, kigon hacha, like here by Shemitah. Dechsiv, it's written in Bechukosai, Ubishan Hashvis, sorry, in Bahar, Bishan Hashvis, Shabbos Shabbason, Yelarat Klal, Hayin Asay. During the seventh year, you should rest. And Asay, rest. Everything, every type of work, completely rest across the board. That's a Klal. Then it says, Sadcha Lo Sizra, Vachamcha Livsor, Lo Sizmor, Prat, Hayin Lo Sasay. But then it says, well, specifically when it comes to planting, when it comes to pruning, which is stated in a Lo Sasay. So such a case, a klal prat mentioned in Asay and Alos Asay, according to Rabbi Abin, is not a klal prat a klal. So next Rashi says, Ein dunin also b'chal uprat uchlal. Afagav d'chsiv klal prasay. Even though there's a second klal mentioned afterwards that says, Kigon hacha d'chsiv basrei shabbasim, says shabbasim yet a second time, klomar ein lo din d'shar klal prat a klal, sheksuvin kulib asay. This does not have the din of a normal klal uprat klal, which normally is all written in either a ol asay or bilab, damar klal uprat klal, yata don elakina prat. We only learn the klal as the something similar to what the prat is, kol midi de dami leprat. Ella, rather this case where they shift from an asay to los asay, daininan le bichal uprat. Hol mit deshanda mishar klal uprat klal. Since it's different than any other klal uprat klal, We say the klal is only what is in the prat. Honey in, only these mentioned in the details. And midiach min alone, nothing else. So now bring it back to our Gemara. So again, the Gemara says, they're both arguing, kamifigli, the Amar Rabbi, Abin Amar Rabbi Yilai, komachum shenemar klal basay ufrat below. So I say, ain't done also b'chlal uprat klal. We don't learn this as a klal uprat klal. Rather, we learn this as a klal uprat, and only that which is mentioned. What's mentioned in the Torah? It only mentions Zareya, Zomer, Botzer, and Kotzer. It does not mention Harisha. So therefore, man damer, loka, the one who thinks you do get Malkos on Harisha, let's say the Rabbi Abin rejects the concept of Rabbi Abin, Amar Rabbi Yilai, and therefore you would consider this a klal uprat uklal. We're taking the four specific malchus and we're expanding it to things beyond that, namely Harisha. That's why one would say malchus if you reject Rabbi Abin. So, yeah, so I was just reading that again. Man damar loka, the one who says you do get malchus for Chorish, even though Chorish is not mentioned in the Torah, because less lay the Rabbi Abin Amar Rabbi Eli, they reject this rule that he says. He said that this case will not be a klal prat klal. And therefore, what do you view this as? You view it simply as a klal prat, which means only that which is mentioned in the Torah, those four, and nothing else. So if you hold, if you do get malchus, that means you're rejecting what he says. You think this is a typical klal prat klal. Uman the main loko, the opinion thinks you do not get malchus for this. On Chorish, they hold Issei the Rabbi Abin, they hold the Rabbi Abin, and this case is because this is, since it's an Asay and a Los Asay, this is simply a Klal Prat, only that which is mentioned. Chorish is not mentioned, therefore there's no Malkos.
So it's not just a question of Malkos, it's a question of whether there's a lot of it at all. There would be no Chorish at all.
Right. Exactly.
Because right. On Bezim Days, we had a Kasha, we said that we asked for an omission on both Rabbi and Yosef, we said, according to Mandam Masrir, kind of according to Mandam Harish, and our mission, we're saying, that you could be mashkin the Beis HaShochen on Shvius. It's a Doraisa. Gemara took as a Hanacha, there's definitely an Esser of Harisha. It's a Bein Lamanda Mizuri, Bein Lamanda Harisha, and your Mishnah Shver, Amar Lamad Yosef. But, so, here it's saying on Hanacha that there's certainly an Esser that exists by Harisha on Shvius, but it sounds like that would only work then according to one of the...
Right, I'm saying, so you're saying, right, so there's a big discussion that Harisha, if there's an Isser Aseh, is what you're trying to say, I think. This is only a question of a Los Aseh. But according to the Gemara before, assume though, it's Pashat, Harisha's Aser, that's only Bechal the Isser Aseh. And that we'll see maybe later on, there's a hint to it. There's a really Yerushalmi, I think Rambam says this, an Isser Aseh. Rambam says Harisha's Aser, but he doesn't say there's a Malkos by Harisha. Because he thinks based on Yerushalmi that there's an Isser Aseh by Harisha. I think that's Pashat. According to this Gemara, all we have is, it sounds like it's either Aser or Mutter. That's what it sounds like, which going against the Gemara you're pointing out before. So there might be either three opinions out there. The Gemara before is a third opinion, that it's either, the Gemara follows like one opinion here that's a Los Aseh, follows like there are Makos. Or there's this third opinion that there's an Isra Aseh for Harisha. Right. And then the Gemara says, low. This is not true. That's not the base of the machlokas about loker or not. Chuli Alma, lesay de Rabbi Abin, Amar Rabbi Eli. Everybody rejects him. And everybody thinks that this is considered a klal ufrat uklal lechora.
And Rabbi Abin is a Tana?
Rabbi Abin is a Amora, I believe. So everyone rejects this. And this would, one would think this is a typical klal ufrat uklal. And therefore one would think Chorish would be called Isser. Uman damar loke shaper, the one who thinks you get malchus makes sense because we're expanding the four malchus to other malchus as well, such as harisha. Uman damar ain't a loke, the opinion thinks there is no malchus on it. What's the svara? Amalcha michli. Let's understand the psukim for a moment. Zmira bechal zria, ubetzir bechal ksira. Pruning zmira is a subcategory of zria, and betzira is a subcategory of cutting. Lamai hilchsa kasvina rachmana. Why did Hashem write it in the Torah, the Zmira and Betzira? The Meimar, to teach me, the honey told us who the Mechayev, I told the Achmina lo Mechayev. To teach me that only these told us Aser. So you would think, if it said Zoreya, and if it said Kotzer alone, you would think all the subcategories of Zoreya, and all the subcategories of Kotzer are Aser as well. The very fact that they mentioned these two are specified to tell me that only these two told us Aser, no other told us are going to be Aser. Klal ufrat, more like a klal ufrat.
Ufrat, another frat.
Oh, klal ufrat.
Because the betira is a frat on the...
Ah, I see, right.
Because it's a Tolda of...
Right. But it seemed like they're just making a drusha that just...
But it's not the drusha.
Yeah.
The drusha is that since it mentions the Tolda and it doesn't mention any other Tolda, then it's only this one.
But there's a question you could raise in any klal. For these prats mentioned, maybe you'd say only these mentioned and nothing else. Like, for example, it talks about paying tashlumim, kefel, for stealing. It says shor or seo chesed or something like that. So just like those, so to any other type of, what do we mean? Maybe you could say, since those three are mentioned, nothing else is mentioned, maybe it shouldn't apply to anywhere else.
That's not here, it seems it's a double prat.
That's what you're saying?
First is a prat on the Av Melach. And then after the Av, another prat on the Toldo Av. So it seems that, that could be breaking from cloud to prat to cloud.
Okay, I see, yeah. That makes sense. Now, the only difficulty is here that Chorish is not a Tolda. We're saying no other Toldas are Aser. But Chorish isn't a Tolda. Chorish is a different Av Melacha.
Right, it's an Av. That's right.
So I'm not sure. Okay. So the Gemara says, now, is it really true, this next few lines are going to be a repetition of what we saw above, is it really true that only these Toldas mentioned in the Torah are Aser, nothing else, such as Chorisha, is El Aser? V'hatanya, Satcha, I'm going to go through this quickly because it's exactly what we saw above. Sadchalo Sizra, Chamchalo Sizmor, Ainli El Zira, Zimor, Vizimor. I only know those two are Aser. How do I know Minayin, Li Idor, Li Kishkus, Li Kisuach? How do I know those things are Aser? Tamalomer, Sadchalo, Chamchalo, Locham Lacha, but Sadchalo, Chamcham, Lashem, Recharbacha. We said no Malacha is permitted. All they told us are Aser. And furthermore, Minayin, Chain, Makarsman, Vaymazard, and Vaymafaskin, but Elon, how do we know all those things we mentioned above is also not permitted during Shavuos? Tamalomer, Sadchalo, Chamachalo, Locham Lachashim, Sadchalo, Chamachashim, Berchamacha. All Melachas Aser during the Shemitah year. And Minayin, Chain, Mezavlin, Vaymafarkin, Vaymashin, but Elon, how do we know those things are Aser? Tamalomer, Sadchalo, Chamachalo, Kol Melachashim, Sadchalo, Kol Melachashim, Berchamachalo. Yacha, one might think also, Lo Yikashus, Kishkus is also Aser, Tachas Azesim, Vlo Yad, Tachas Akfanim, that's also going to be Aser. These are also going to be Aser during Shemitah. Tamalomer, Sadchalo, Sizra. So why did it say Zriya in particular? Zriya Bechlal, Haisa. Lama Yatsa, Lahakishalel, Lomel Hamaz. Zriya Mukhadis Avoda Shabasada, Shabakarim, Afkol Sada, Kolshu Avoda Shabasada, Shabakarim. So we see from all this that many more melachas beyond that which is mentioned in the Torah is also Aser. So the Gemara says what he said above, Midirbanon, Vikras, Machnav, Almahu. No, these things listed in the Braisa are simply as Machtas. They're not really Aser Midiraisa. What's Aser Midiraisa is only the four mentioned in the Torah. So to recap, Pasuk Mahar tells me four melachas are Aser. Again, Zareya, Koter, Botzer, and Zomer. Those four are Aser, that's it. When it comes to Harisha, there's a Machlokas here, whether it's Lav or not Lav, whether you get Malkos or not Malkos. There's a third opinion, maybe it's somewhere in the middle, maybe it's an Iser Asay. That's part of it. That's a discussion of Harisha. Other than that, nothing else is Aser Midiraisa during Shavuos.
But Midirabanan, only those that are both apply on the Sadi and the Kerem.
Exactly.
Those that don't apply on the Kerem are not even Aser Midirabanan.
Exactly. So it's a hard klal to understand. You have to really learn through the Mishnayos, and it gets into great details of all the exceptions. The Mishnayos are very detailed, which Malachas can and cannot be done, and they're there are a lot of exceptions. But that's the general klal to keep that in mind. Those four, the fifth maybe, and then the klal you said about what is added on Midirabanan. Okay. Now moving on to Gimel and Beis. The Gemara says, Ki Aser Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Rashi says, Me'eretz Yisrael Bavel. We sometimes have the Gemara that says Kisalik, and sometimes we have the Lashon Ki'asa. Kisalik is they went up there to Yisrael. Ki'asa is when they came to Bavel. They came to us in Bavel. So Ki'asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Rashi says, from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he said the following statement. Yachol Yilke al Tosefes. One would have thought you get Malchus on Tosefes. V'nasiv le Tamud al Tur, and they found a drasha to say your Pater on Tosefes. V'lo yadana my Tamuda u'my Tosefes. And Rav Dimi said, I don't know what Tosefes is referring to. I don't know what it means. I do not know what the Talmud, what the drasha they found was either. But that was the very cryptic statement I heard from Eretz Yisrael. Maybe you guys in Bavel could explain to me what's going on. So the Gemara says, first Rabbi Lazar takes a stab. And Rabbi Lazar says, I'll tell you what it means. Amar Harisha, my Tosefes, my Tamuda, my Tosefes. Rabbi Lazar, Amar Harisha, the Tosefes is, there's a fifth and added Mlacha that's Aser. Harisha is the extra Mlacha that's Tosefes, that's Aser. V'achi Kamar, and this is how we understand your statement. Yachol Yilka al Harisha. One might think you get Malkus on planting, on plowing rather. Dasya Michal Ufrat Uklal, that's learned that from the Klal Prat Klal that we saw before in Amun Aleph. One might think you should get Malkus for it. Unasul Tamuda, and they bring a drasha, lifts to exempt one from getting Malkus. The imkain kol hani prati lamli, because if you were to get malchus on charish also, why they specify specifically zomer and botzer? Must be only zomer and botzer do you get malchus and nothing else, not charish. So that's the drasha. Now it sounds like from this gemara that charish is actually going to be usser. It's only exempting you from malchus. Sound like that middle opinion where there's an Isra Harisha and Isra Asev Harisha, there's just an exemption of Malchus. So there might be even a Bavli which supports the opinion of the Rambam, even though it's not so explicit here in the Gemara, but it might be what's indicated here. Okay. Right, and it's even a Diak from Rashi actually. See, Rashi writes, look at Rashi Lamali. He says, it's on six narrow lines down, the Kasser Rachmana, why do we mention Zemira and Bitzir only? Elamemra, Tahanach Hulaki, Shmamina Achrisha Lulaki. You don't get Malchus on Charisha, but sounds like you're still an Isser on Charisha. Okay. Then that's according to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan gives a different interpretation of this very cryptic statement that was brought forward from Rav Dimi. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yamim Sheho Sifu Chachamim Lufnei Rosh Hashanah. Not referring to an added malacha, tosefes of malacha, but added days, what's called tosefes shvius. That's what's going through, that's what he meant. V'hachi kamar, this was what the definition, the explanation of the statement was. Yachal yilka al tosefes Rosh Hashanah. One might think you should get malchus on the added days of Rosh Hashanah. De'asim mi b'charish v'katzer tishbos, that's learned out from a pasuk. B'charish v'katzer tishbos. Now this pasuk really is referring to Shabbos. We're going to see, I think tomorrow's daf maybe talks about this. Tomorrow's daf, I think, gets into this more. No, really, daf, hey, I don't remember. It comes up later on. This pasuk really talks about Shabbos. And the Gemara says this can't be referring to Shabbos because we know all malachas are on Shabbos. Why would the Torah specify Harisha and Katsira by Shabbos? So rather they say it's talking about Shvius. And then the Gemara says, wait a second, Shvius, we know all of others are also during Shvius, so why are we telling me anything about Shvius? So must be talking about Tosefa Shvius. So look at Rashi for that just for a second. Rashi writes, Diasim ibecharish v'katsir. Says Rashi, Kidamar Lakaman, later on we're going to see, Im Eno Inin Lashvius, Sharik Siv Sadhalo Sizrav, Khamchalo Sizmor, we don't need to teach me about Asr Mlachas during Shvius, because we already know all Mlachas Asr during Shvius. Tanail Inin Shishis, Shinichas Lashvius, the Bishvius Nami Asr, to teach me that 6 year going to 7th year, meaning Tosef Shvius, is also Asr. The Pasuk is talking about Shabbos. The Gemara says we don't need to talk about Shabbos, because we know all Mlachas Asr and Shabbos. It's a double one, yeah. Yeah, it's a double one. For some reason, whenever they explain the drasha, they only explain the step from Shvius to Tosefa Shvius. They never explain from Shabbos to Shvius then to Tosefa Shvius. Right. But in fact, it's all about Shabbos. Rabbi Yishmael says this has nothing to do with Shvius. This is actually talking about Shabbos. Right. Rabbi Kiva is one who says this is the source of Tosefa Shvius. And it'll come down according to Rabbi Kiva, we see that the fact that Harish is mentioned, Harish is awesome with the Raisa based on this pasuk. Even though we have Parsha Bahar, which does not mention Harisha, once you use this pasuk to talk about Shvius, we see that Harisha has a source also in the Torah. Right. That's only according to Rabbi Kiva who uses this as a source. As we'll see later on, I'm not sure which day, in a couple of days, Rabbi Shmuel says this is all about Shvius, Shabbos, nothing to do with Shvius. According to Rabbi Shmuel, there is no source of Harisha in the Torah. This is only according to Rabbi Kiva is there a source of Harisha. That being said, we see from the Gemara there is a source of Tosefes Shvius. So one would think you should get Malchus on Tosefes Shvius. We'll see exactly the days of Tosefes Shvius when it applies. The Nasiv lay back to the Gemara. Now Nasli Tamuda Leftura, they found the drasha to exempt them from Malchus. Kedabin Lameim Alakaman. We'll see later on how they'll be exempt. So, fine. So the Gemara says, we'll look at Rashi just to tell us what the drasha is. Rashi says, Kedabin Lameim Alakaman. Gamar Shabbos Shabbosim Shabbos Bereshis. Just like Shabbos Bereshis, there's no Malchus on Tosefes Shvius, on Tosefes Shabbos. So to Shvius, there's no Malchus on Tosefes Shvius. Now we're going to see the next few days, there's a lot of Shvius topics here in Moed Katan. There's a very, very big overlap and connection between Shabbos and Shvius. Shvius is viewed as the Shabbos of the land, and Shabbos is viewed as the Shabbos of the people. That's a very big correlation. There are going to be a lot of connections, but also a lot of differences. So there's a very interesting Tosfos. Look at Tosfos, Dibur Maschil, Yachal Yulke al Tosefes Shel Rosh Hashanah. One might think the Gemara had a habit, you know, that we get Malchus for doing any avoda during Tosefes Shvius. Vim tomar Malchus minolan. What's the source of getting Malchus? Lok siva petosefes lav ela se greda. The only time one gets Malchus is when the iser is formulated in a lo, don't do. But when it's formulated as a say that you're supposed to tishbos, rest from harisha and rest from katsira, that cannot generate a Malchus. So again, lok siva petosefes lav ela se greda. It only says ase, b'charish v'katzir tishros. Answers Tosfos, ikel meimar, dimi b'charish v'katzir mafkinan, what do you learn from the drasha? The tzarech tosefes kolomar, you need tosefes kolomar, she'ashvi'is mascheles mishana hashishis. Now that we're adding on to Shavuos, but actually 7th year it being pulled earlier, it's not something independent, it's an actual connection, it's a continuous flow of Shavuos. V'chol din Shavuos yeh l'shishis, the entire Shemitah year just begins earlier. So lo sasei of 7th year is now applying, lo sasei is being applied to the 6th year, and the Hachikamar Rahman, the Torah says, the Shavuos mascheles kodem shna Shavuos imkein hu k'Shavuos. Shemitah year begins before the 7th year actually begins.
So it's not an
aser. It's exactly, it's a lav. So the question is, when it comes to Tosefes Shabbos, for example, the machlokas we shown, big machlokas we shown is, Tosefes Shabbos considered a hamshachas Shabbos, it's really starting Shabbos earlier, and all the halachas of Shabbos apply now, or it's something separate, it's a buffer, it's a separate identity of Shabbos itself. So according to Tosafot, the Havamin is, it's mamish part of Shavuos, and all the halachas apply. One of the halachas are, you get malchus for working during Shavuos, so do you get malchus for working during Tosafot Shavuos. The Tosafot Rosh writes that, no, these are only talking about malchus and midirabanan, malchus mardus. Whenever was there a Havamin to think there was actual malchus, it's only malchus and midirabanan. And you look at Rashi, I think it's a Deacon Rashi. Many years ago, I learned this sugya of Tosafot Shavuos, one of the first sugyas I ever learned. So there's a Deacon Rashi here. Look at Dibur Maschil Yomim Shelefnei Rosh Hashanah. We've said Rashi Shel Shavuos, Shehu Tosefes Al Shavuos. He doesn't say it is Shavuos, it's adding on to Shavuos. Sounds like from Rashi, it's an independent.
He doesn't hold that close.
Exactly. He doesn't say it is Kishavuos, it's added on to Shavuos, it's a few days added on to Shavuos. And therefore, according to Rashi, it would only be Makas Midirbanan in the Havamina, not Makas Deraisa. Okay. Now, so Rashi Gemara says, now, my Yomim Shelefnei Rosh Hashanah, what does it mean the days before Rosh Hashanah that the Shavuos is also ready prior to Rosh Hashanah of the 7th year? Kitetan, the Mishnah tells us, now this is the first parak, the first Mishnah of the entire Masech HaShavuos, tells us, Al Masai Chorshin B'Sada Ilan, when the last moment you'll have to plow, you have to stop plowing Asada Ilan. Asada Ilan is a white field, literally. It refers to a grain field, that when you look at a grain field, it looks very white. So when do you have to stop plowing a wheat field? Shavuos, bein erev Shavuos, the eve of Shavuos, bein shami omrim, kol zman sheyof lepri, whenever it's no longer good for the fruit. What happens is that they would plow the ground for the fruit that was there during the 6th year. It was beneficial for the 6th year grains. Now at a certain point, it no longer benefits the grains that's in the ground, rather it's viewed as preparing for the next year. So whenever that point is, where the ground's no longer good for the current year's fruit, or current year's grain, it's for the next year, whenever that is, Beis Shammai says that's when it's us. Beis Hill Omrim, Ad Hatzaris, he gives a more defined moment. He says Shavuos is the time when a person has to stop. Before Shavuos, you're allowed to plow the grain fields. After Shavuos, you have to stop. Now Shavuos is very early, much earlier than Shavuos. So already since it's past Shavuos, ready in Sivan, you have to stop plowing the land. That's according to Beis Hillel. And the Mishnah says, "V'krovim elu elu lios kidere elu." Very similar. The time around when it's no longer good for the 6 year grains is around Shavuos time. Beis Hillel and Shammai are not so different. Now there's a machlokas Tosfos Gra here about who's more machmir here. I guess we don't have time for it right now, but there's interesting machlokas where this should go on the list of where Beis Shammai is more makil or not. Tosfos points it out. The Gra says Tosfos missed a mefurish Yerushalmi, which says against him. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, Before Sada Ilan, before it was a tree field. Now we're talking about a wheat field. So I'm sorry. So let's just do this again. So by a tree field, rather, the way it works is when there's fruit on the tree, it's still beneficial to plow the ground around the tree. As if there's moisture in the ground, that helps the fruits grow. Now, until Shavuos, there's still moisture in the ground. Once Shavuos comes, it gets too hot out, it drains, it dries out the ground. Any plowing cannot be viewed as benefiting the fruit, actually ruins the fruit. Any plowing is going to be viewed as preparing for the Shemitah year. Okay, now when it comes to Sadeh Lavan, I made a mistake, I apologize. When it comes to a wheat field, a grain field, the Erev Shavuos, when do you have to stop plowing? At Masai Horshin, Sadeh 11, Erev Shavuos, when do you have to stop plowing during the 6th year? By a grain field? Mishatich lalecha, when the moisture is removed from the ground, the cholzman shabini adam chorshin lita mikshos medlos is a very confusing Mishnah. We'll just take it at face value that when people begin to plant mikshos or melons and medlos or gourds, when you begin to plant those, which is around Pesach time, we'll see in a second, that's when you have to stop plowing grain fields. Rabbi Shimon Omer, imkain, if it's based on when people, their own field, how much moisture is left in their field, imkain, not such person's going to decide whether it's good enough for me or not, and that's going to be a big problem. Los Siskodu, it's going to seem like. Ela Besada Halavan out of Pesach, who Besada Ilan out of Teres, he says, no, there's going to be a defined moment. When it comes to a wheat field, it's going to be until Pesach. Earlier, you have to stop plowing. And when it comes to a tree field, Shavuos time is when you're going to have to stop plowing. V'amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Yishun bar Kapara. Fine. So this is where we see, this is what Tosefes Shavuos means. This is the time period. Shavuos or Pesach, depending what kind of field you have. Now on this, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Yishun bar Kapara, Rabbi Gamliel ubeis dino nimnu al shei prakum halalu. Rabbi Gamliel and his basin gathered together, and they looked at these 2 points of Shavuos and Pesach, when you have to stop plowing. Shnei prakum halalu ubatlam, and they completely got rid of them, canceled out these dinim. So Tosefes Shavuos does not apply anymore. So Amrle Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Abo, Amrle others say it's Rabbi Shlakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Gamliel, Beisdino, Heichi Matzim Mivat Litakanta de Beisham Beisil. Wait a second. The takana of Tosefes Shavuos was already established at least from the times of Beisham and Beisil. How could Rabbi Gamliel, a much later Beisdin and a much lesser Beisdin, how could they overturn a ruling of Beisham and Beisil? V'ha, Tana, doesn't the Mishnah tell us in Edios that ein basin yachol levatel divrei basin chavero? One basin cannot overturn the ruling of another basin. Ela im kein gadol mimenu b'chacham v'minyan, unless they're greater than them in both in wisdom and in minyan, and as great a number and as great as Rabbi Gamliel and his basin was, you know, they couldn't reach the status and the strength of the basin of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. How could they overturn the Tosefes Shavuos concept? Ishtomim kishachada, which is a pasuk that we used when they became silent. He kind of forgot, didn't have any response for it, didn't know what to say. So Amar Lei, so he says, Eimer kach, hisna b'neim. Maybe when Hillel and Beis Shammai made such a tekana, they made the following stipulation. Kol arotz to the vatel, yevo vivatel. Do too. So they say, anybody who wants could come along and be vivatel our tekana. Say that again?
Just
Shivatel. Okay, fine.
But it seems to me...
Divatel, okay.
It seems to me that the Takana the Takana is that anybody, that people shouldn't have a Takala and that they should... It seems to me that everybody would agree that from the time that it's not beneficial for the fruit or for the grain, it should be awesome.
No, but midderaisa, the Torah only says during the Shemitah year.
Right.
Even though it might be preparing for it, you know.
Can you say that the takana of Bishama Ben Hillel is to go earlier? That's
the takana, right?
And then they came and they who clarified this manim.
No, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai came along and they said Tosefes Shavuos should apply earlier. And then Rav Gamliel was mevatel that, and he wanted to know how could he mevatel.
The time of Pesach and Shavuos.
That was the oh, I see what you're saying. Those were Tanayim. Those were machlokas in the Mishnah about when the zmanim were. Now, but Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, they were talking about by Sada Ilan, they made their statement about Sada Ilan about Shavuos.
Right.
By Sada Lavan, they didn't make any mention. It was another Tana, right? So I said, wait a second, did who he? Are you telling me that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they were the ones who mechadish the halacha of Tosefes Shavuos? They were the first ones to say this? What do you mean? It's halacha Moshe B'Sinai. It's the Mesorah we have. Damar Rabbi Yossi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nishum Rabbi Nuchunya Ish Bikas, that a Beis Choratan from this place, Eser Netios, Arava, V'Nisach HaMayim, these three mitos are considered halacha Moshe B'Sinai. What are these halachas? Eser Netios is, if you learn through the Mishnayos of Shavuos, the second parak, talks about what point you're allowed to stop plowing in the ground. If you have a land that has Eser Netios, Netios is considered a young tree. Tosfos quotes a number of big machlokas in the Masechta Shavuos that was considered a Netia. So look at Tosfos for a second. Netios, Tosfos writes, Tanama Masechta Shavuos Perakama, Amasa Niku Netios, when to call Netios? Rabbi Elazar ben Azar Amir Ad She Yachulu, until the point where you redeem it. I think the Mishnah explained the fourth year when you redeem it to go bring it as Meister Shah Neter Vai. When you get to the fourth year, you bring it to Eden Yerushalayim, that's considered a Netiyah within the first 4 years. Bishu Omer Bashev Hashanim, within this first 7 years, is considered a Netiyah. Rabbi Kiva Omer Netiyah Kishma, it's whatever people call Netiyah. Ilan Shenigmam Perish Nechtach Vahotzi Chalipin Metafach Almala Kinetiyah Metafach Almala Kilan Divrei Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Kiva says it means whatever people call it, a Netiyah that looks like a small tree, that's a Netiyah. And the last opinion of Rabbi Shimon is, if you cut it down and you leave over a Tefach and less, that's considered a new Netiyah. You leave over a Tefach or more of the stump, that's considered an old tree. So whatever Netiyah is, if you have 10 Netiyahs dispersed within a property, you're allowed to plow up into Rosh Hashanah. That implies is if you do not have Eser Netiyahs, then you're not allowed to plow up into Rosh Hashanah. You have to stop plowing sometime before then. So, as Rashi, right, Rashi says, right, look at Rashi, Eser Netiyahs, he says, HaMufuzaros are dispersed besoch besa shu chamishim ha-chamishim. It's 50 by 50 amma land. You have 10 of these Netiyahs dispersed throughout. Choreshin kolasav deshala, you plow the entire field b'shvilan because of these 10 trees. Be'er v'shvis, ar Rosh Hashanah, you could go into the last minute. Vamri, honey, hoil, v'ilah, those hain, since they're very little, young, you could say that you say there's an extra loss. L'cha choreshin ar Rosh Hashanah. That's halachim, which we see now, you could plow up until Rosh Hashanah. Aval, but we could deduce from this is zekena, an older, well-established tree, ain choreshin ar Rosh Hashanah, you cannot plow up until Rosh Hashanah. Alma, the halachim, which we see now, we see halacha that sometime before, we don't know when, but there exists Tosefta Shvius by an older type of tree.
What I don't understand is if you're allowed to be Choresh when there is Eser Netiyahs, why would you be Choresh in general? Like, because there's nothing there, so you just allowed it would be like a Melacha that is like good for nothing? Is that what it is?
No, if you have Eser Netiyahs, you plow because the plowing helps the ground, move the ground, and helps the trees grow better.
Yeah, but that you're doing it on it's Shvius next year.
That's fine, but the special besor we have that you're allowed to do it up until Erev Rosh Hashanah. Until Erev Rosh Hashanah, you could do the plowing. But that only is special heter for Eser Netiyahs because of Hefsed Mammon.
So the whole thing is Hefsed, meaning that the Eser Netiyahs, the whole idea that you can is because of Hefsed, because
right.
If you wouldn't do it, then they would die.
Right. But this is a fascinating. Normally, we don't give explanations for Halach Moshe M'Sinai. Rashi Tang, the rationale behind the Halach Moshe M'Sinai is because it was a Hefsed Mammon. Which is interesting.
But in Shvius there's no such a thing as
Hefsed. No such a thing at all. You can't.
So why specifically in this case there is Hefsed?
That was a Masorah we have. That was a Halacha Moshe M'Sinai.
Only that. Only this is because
yeah.
In Shvius there's
no Heter. No Heter. Only Erev Shvius is there such a Heter. These three things are always lumped together. These three Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. So first thing we have Eser Netiyahs. That's talking about plowing Erev Shvius. Arava is, we used to circle the Mizbech, the Beis HaMikdash, with the Aravos. That's what we have the Hakafos modeled after, Hoshanas. And then the third thing is Nisach HaMayim, which is the pouring of the water libations on the Mizbech over the course of Sukkot. So we see either way that these things are Halach Moshe M'Sinai. They were not created by Beis Sham and Beis Hillel. So Amar of Yitzhak, Rabbi Yitzhak says, Ki Gemiri, when we had the Mesorah, Ki Gemiri Hilchasa, Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. The Halach Moshe M'Sinai was only at 30 days. From Alf Elul is when the Isser of Harisha applies. However, Asahani came along Beis Shammai Beis Hillel and Takan Mi Pesach Metzeres. They extended it earlier to Pesach and Shavuos time. Visnu Badayu, and they made this stipulation called Rotsu Levatel Yavav Yavatel. Anybody who wants to be Mevatel may be Mevatel. That was what they created. That was the so again, Shavuos Midraisa. Halach Moshe M'Sinai tells us that Aleph Elul is when it's Aser, and Beis Shammai Beis Hillel say it's Aser even from Pesach and Shavuos time, respectively, for Asad Ilan and Asad Laban. Now, what's Aser during Tosefta Shvius? It's the only thing that's Aser is really Harisha. Harisha is the only thing that's really Aser. Mishnah is talking about other types of things that might be Aser, but Harisha is the main thing that's Aser during Tosefta Shvius. Now, should we go to the next few lines? Let's see. Correct. Yeah. Again, learning the Mishnah to get to the greater details, but plus seeding and planting itself would be permitted. One thing we should stop here because this next piece, it's a continuation, but it goes into the next daf. I'm wondering what time do we have exactly? 51. Is that fine? Let's go for it. We'll see what we can do. Okay. Gemara says, "V'hani hilchasa ninu." Is this really halacha Moshe M'Sinai? "Hani kraninu." These are psukim that we have. that tell us that Tosefes Shviyos is Asur, not a Mesorah from Moshe. As the Mishnah tells us, V'charish v'katzer tishvos. That's the pasuk. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein tarech lomer charish v'katzer shashviyos. You don't need to tell me that these things are Asur during Shviyos. Again, we noted that this is really talking about Shabbos. But they already ignore that fact. Okay, fine. So maybe we'll stop here then. Okay, so we'll pick this up tomorrow, but let's do a quick review of what we saw today. So we start off by saying that we have just four melachas that are mentioned in the Torah. That's Aser. It's Zoreya, Kotzer, Botzer, and Domer. And then the Gemara said, what do you mean? We have a whole long brice, a list of things that are all Aser, which are all told us, such as Idur and Kisuach and Ichush, all these types of things. The Gemara said, that's simply Esmach de Ba'ama, and those are only Aser Midirbanam. So Midiraisa, we have the four things mentioned. And then the Gemara goes on to say, what about Choresh? Is Choresh Aser? Is it Chai Malkos? Not Chai Malkos? And the Gemara said, that's a Machlokas Amaroim. And it depends on how you learn the drushes of klal, prat, or klal. So he said, really, in addition to the four things mentioned in the Torah, there's perhaps a fifth one mentioned in the Torah, which is namely Harisha, which either is Isser Alav, which Makos, or it's a no Makos, and there's no Isser at all, or maybe no Makos, but it's an Isser Asay. There are really three opinions. Again, Los Asay, or nothing at all for Harisha. That would be the fifth Nacha. And all the other ones mentioned in the prices are simply Esmach Midirbanans. And we said, what was the gather they use to say which mlachos are going to be aser midirbanam. Anything that's aser for both the kerem and the sadeh, that's going to be the principle used to know which mlachos are aser midirbanam. And they moved on to Tosefes, getting malchus on something called Tosefes. The first we had the Pinner Rebbe Lazar who said that Tosefes referred to an extra malacha, which is the malacha of Harisha. They had me to think when we get malchus on Harisha, and we concluded there is no malchus on Harisha. Then Rabbi Yochanan said, no, this refers to extra days, an extra malacha of extra days, which we call Tosefes Shviyos. And we tried to get to the bottom of it. What exactly is Tosefes Shviyos? So we went through the whole long discussion, and the reading what we came out with right now was, at least, that from Aleph Elul, 30 days prior, is Halach Moshe Mesina, it's Aser to do Harisha. Came along Beishan Beisil, they said it's Aser from the time period of Shviyos, and Pesach, from then it's Aser. And we quoted that what's the source of Halach Moshe Sinai? We always lump together these three things. They're always considered, are always grouped together, of Esen Tios, Arava, Nisach HaMayim. Those are three classic examples of Halach Moshe Sinai. And tomorrow we're going to go into the discussion of, is it really true that Tosefes Shviyos is only in Halach Moshe Sinai? It's really based on Psukim, and we're going to go into that detail tomorrow.
Where do you learn that...